I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Usually, he's the big guy on the other side of the glass in the studio, but this morning, Cincinnati Edition assistant producer Kevin Reynolds is in the studio on the phone with Broadway star Shoshana Bean to talk about her career and current activities.
So it was the summer of 98, and I'm sitting in Corbett Auditorium at UC's College Conservatory of Music, and I'm seeing a production of Godspell during their Hot Summer Nights series. And there's this woman on stage you just can't take your eyes off of. And she just sort of dominated the entire production. And I told my friend then that this is somebody I need to keep an eye on. And so I looked up her name. Fortunately, her name is pretty memorable, so it wasn't hard to keep track. She left CCM after she graduated in 1999, went on to huge success, and she's just put out a solo CD. And we're going to talk about that, but please welcome Shoshana Bean to Cincinnati Edition. How are you, Shoshana?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm great now. You just made me feel like $1 million.
Well, it's all true. I saw you in two productions during Hot Summer Nights, and you just sort of took over the stage. But I know you grew up in Portland, so how did you wind up at CCM?
I was born and grew up the first part of my life in Olympia, Washington, and then I moved to the big city of Portland, Oregon. And right when I moved, I auditioned for and got my first like professional theater gig, which was Sunday in the Park with George. And the star of the production was Pam Myers. And not only did I meet Pam Myers and fall head over heels in love with her, just worshipped and adored her, she played Dot, I met a woman who ended up being my voice teacher. And as I started to study with her, she sort of, two things. She made it apparent to me that I could actually go to college for and study musical theater and like continue sort of on the path I was on. Mm-hmm. And she also was like, you know, these are the schools to consider, and one of them is Cincinnati. Pam Myers went there, and I was like, well, anything Pam Myers did, I'm going to do. Anything she did, she's got it.
Wow.
So that's kind of how it got on my radar. And then as I was whittling down my choices when it came time to, you know, apply and visit and all that stuff, I visited. And to be really honest, I was like, you know what, I don't want to be here. And I knew that I needed to be, you know?
Because it was too far from home?
It was too far from home. It was cold. It was like, I just didn't have like a comfortable feeling about it. And I thought that's important, because if I'm uncomfortable, I don't know. It's such a weird thing for a 17-year-old to say, but I was like, I know that if I'm uncomfortable here with my life, I'll be working hard, and you know, it won't be, because the other school I was looking at, I mean, let's be really fair, is University of Miami in Coral Gables, Florida. So if you're choosing between palm trees and like fancy dorm rooms in Cincinnati, like, you know, what do you call it? Like McMillan Street.
Yes, indeed.
Which are you going to choose? And I was like, you know what? I have to choose the road less traveled.
Well, you did that.
And I'm glad that I did. I mean, it was such a spectacular education, and I have not one regret.
Okay, so you graduate from CCM and you head to New York, and you really didn't spend a lot of time as a starving gypsy artist, did you?
It may look that way to the naked eye, but, you know, I was working, well, Leslie Critcher and I both from CCM, we both landed, who's that? we got Godspell, like, within a month or two of being in the city. We got the Off-Broadway revival of Godspell, which was a great gig to get, and an amazing opportunity with an amazing cast. And, you know, but off Broadway, you know, is not, not something you can really live off of. So we were all, well, most of us were doing that show at night and working other jobs in the daytime. So, you know, it's not an easy city to live in, and you do what you have to do, you know,
right.
But we were young and we were had so much energy, and we just did it, you know?
Right. And then was it not long after that you started touring with shows, correct?
I only toured one time. I did Leader of the Pack, which was my next show after Godspell.
Okay.
And I toured for about 6 months with that. And then I toured with Wicked one time. We went to Portland and Seattle and Toronto. But other than that, I have managed to stay off of the road.
Wow. That's not bad. So, yeah, so you did Leader of the Pack. Then you got into the original cast of Hairspray, and then you got Wicked, which obviously has become a new iconic Broadway musical. And then you took over for Idina Menzel as Elphaba, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And Wicked was your last sort of Broadway musical, correct?
Indeed, yeah.
And then how long after Wicked ended did you decide that you needed to leave New York and head to California?
Well, I finished Wicked, and then I traveled a lot the rest of that year, and then I went back out with Wicked in, like, August or September for about 4 or 5 months. That's when I did the touring stop. And that, at the end of the tour, I knew I was going to move to Cali, because I felt like, I mean, where do you go after Wicked? Where do you go after Elsa? Like, that's like, at that point, I was like, okay, what I went to school for, what I set out to do, I have accomplished. Yeah. Now let's be on to the next thing that is on my list of things that I want to do, which is, you know, be a recording artist, make an album, write and record my own music. And I just felt like I was so lucky and so blessed to be such a part of that Broadway community. And there were so many opportunities. And I didn't at that point know how to really manage my time or say no or get myself, you know, self-motivated and focused.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, the only way for me to really do this and really put all, you know, my best foot forward is to get out of here and get out of this scene, this theater world, you know?
Right, right.
So I moved to LA, and a lot of people find that living in New York and being around that pace and that energy, like, it really drives them and inspires them to get a lot done. For me, it muddies the water for me, and I can't, like, I'm fine moving at that pace. Well, not so much anymore. I go visit, and I'm like, you move too fast. But, you know, at the time, it just was always something to do and somewhere to be and some event and some project, and I couldn't find the peace and the space to really create, which I have found in L.A. And
right.
Some people come out here, and they're like, I cannot create in L.A. because it's too quiet, it's too dead.
Sure.
So to each his own, and for me, I have found that L.A. is in fact the place for me to create.
Great.
I haven't come back.
Right. So you started your own record label or CD yeah. label, whatever, and your second solo CD is out now. It's called O'Farrell Street. You ran a Kickstarter campaign to get the funding to do this. How would you describe them? And the other thing that folks need to know is you wrote or co-wrote every song on the album.
Yeah.
How would you describe, because I've listened to it over and over again, how would you describe the music that people will hear?
I like to describe it as, specifically it was, it's a throwback record. It's vintage soul music. And the attempt and what I think we achieved is that it's nostalgic and it's familiar, but it's fresh. You know, we took a lot of steps to record it and make sure that it was as authentic as, you know, a late 1960s recording. However, you know, it is 2013 now, and we did record it in 2012, and there are factors that you can't, you know, avoid. So we just embraced all of that and came up with a product that is, like I said, familiar and nostalgic, yet new and fresh. You don't feel like, I've already heard this. You know, I've heard
True.
This before. You're like, oh, I've heard something like this, so I'm comfortable with that. I like it, but it's new.
Right. So are you going to go out on the road with this?
That is the goal. That is sort of the next process. You know, getting this album done for me was a long process. It was about 3, almost 4 years since my last record. And to get to shift genres and really get specific and get this project done the way that I wanted to, it really took that amount of time. And by the time I had the Kickstarter money locked in and the producer locked in and everything was ready, I was like, let's just hit go and get this done. And so, you know, typically when an artist would put out an album, they would already have all this stuff lined up. But I was like, just get it out,
yep.
And then we'll worry about everything else. So I'm in the process of worrying about everything else now. Like, I'm making a video this weekend. Like, you're the first to know that, Kevin Reynolds.
Yeah.
we're making a video this weekend and planning, you know, shows and tours and stuff like that. So that is the main goal right now. Because to me, like, you know, look where I come from. I come from, you know, theater, and the live performance is, some artists, it's the scariest part for them. For me, it's where I live. And I do all of this so that I can get out there and do this live, you know?
Yep.
And I think that's my best seller. And obviously, for me, it's my favorite part because I enjoy performing, but I also enjoy, you know, the interaction with the crowds and meeting new people and seeing how they respond and what they respond to. It's
That's great.
Awesome.
Well, I hope you go on the road. I certainly hope you come through Cincinnati when you do. And
Thank you.
Stop back in here and see us, and we'll make sure you and Pam Myers get hooked up again together.
You're the best.
And I do appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. We're going to put a link up on our website that will lead everybody to your website, as well as to how to get O'Farrell Street, either the CD or the iTunes download. So folks go to WVXU.org and they'll get that. And Shoshana, thanks so much for being with us. Good luck with the album. I hope it goes great.
The pleasure is mine. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Great. Thank you. And for Cincinnati Edition, I'm Kevin Reynolds.